Today, we're talking about a practical problem that's popping up everywhere. LLMs are great at sketching multi-step plans, but they often slip up, suggesting unsafe steps, missing preconditions, or producing illogical sequences. When should teams add a verifier, and what does verification actually buy you?
The paper we're flagging, GNN Verifier, tackles exactly that. At a high level, it treats an LLM's plan as a graph. Nodes for actions, arguments, and states, edges for temporal order and dependencies, then runs a graph neural network to predict whether the plan is valid or not.
That makes sense in theory, and in production, I've seen the consequences firsthand. A buggy automation script reordered database migrations and caused downtime. A robot received a plan that ignored a safety interlock. Even a sales workflow recommended an impossible discount path. All examples where a lightweight verification gate would have prevented real cost.
So, Jamie, why a graph neural network instead of just checking LLM confidence or running rule-based validators?
Good question. LLM confidence is often unreliable for fine-grained logical errors. GNNs explicitly model relationships between steps, like dependencies and resource usage, which helps catch compositional issues. And unlike pure rules, a trained verifier can generalize from examples of broken plans, spotting patterns that rules might miss.
From an ops angle, that means you can catch things like missing preconditions, try to open a file that wasn't created, conflicting resource claims, two steps trying to lock the same device, or unsafe sequences before execution. The verifier becomes a pre-execution gate or a monitoring layer during runtime.
Quickly for listeners, what should they watch for in their own systems as early warning signs that they need this kind of verifier?
Look for recurring plan failures, inconsistent multi-step outputs from the LLM, or when the cost of a mistake is high. Also, if your plans are compositional, many interacting steps and resources, a graph-based verifier will likely help more than flat checks.
And think about deployment trade-offs. Start with high-risk workflows, or an advisory mode where the verifier flags issues for a human. That reduces false positive pain while you tune thresholds and measure actual risk reduction.
Great. To sum up this kickoff, verifiers matter when plans are multi-step, risky, or compositional. GNN Verifier offers a learnable, relation-aware check that sits between the LLM and execution, and in production, it can prevent costly errors while providing actionable signals. We'll dig into how it works and how to deploy it next.
At the heart of GNN Verifier is a simple mapping. Take the LLM's linear plan and turn it into a graph. Nodes represent actions, their arguments, and relevant states. Edges capture temporal order, data flow, resource usage, and dependency relations. The verifier runs a graph neural network that reasons over those relations to predict whether the plan is valid or where it breaks.
Can you unpack that a bit? What does a node or an edge actually look like in practice? And why is a graph more helpful than just scanning the text?
Sure. An action node might be something like download file, with features for the verb, its arguments, URL, destination, and derived properties like required preconditions. Argument nodes carry typed information like file names or device IDs. Edges link an action to its arguments, link actions in time, step I, step I plus one, and mark resource constraints, two steps locking the same device. Graphs make these relations explicit, so message passing can detect cross-step conflicts or missing preconditions that are hard to spot in a flat token stream.
From an engineering angle, that relational view matters. In production, errors usually come from interactions, two steps racing for the same resource, or a step assuming a state another step never produces. A graph exposes those interactions so the verifier can flag them before anything runs.
The paper experiments with different GNN architectures. Jamie, what choices did they make and why? Are we talking simple GCNs or something fancier?
They explored several variants: basic graph convolution networks for efficiency, graph attention networks to weigh important neighbors, and relational message passing networks that handle typed edges. The winning patterns used message passing with edge features because knowing the type of relation, temporal versus resource conflict, is crucial. The readout is typically an MLP that produces a plan-level validity score and sometimes node-level scores to localize faults.
Two practical points here. First, edge features and relation types improve precision, but they add model complexity. Second, you can trade off depth and width of the GNN for latency. For real-time gating, smaller, optimized GNNs or quantized models are often necessary.
What about supervision? How do they teach the verifier what a broken plan looks like? You can't just rely on a handful of labeled errors.
They use a mix. One strategy is synthetic perturbations. Take good plans and generate broken variants by deleting preconditions, swapping step order, duplicating conflicting resource claims, or injecting impossible actions. They also use labeled faulty plans from human annotators for higher quality signals. Training objectives include binary classification, valid-invalid, ranking, which plan is safer, and node-level auxiliary losses to help the model localize the faulty step.
Synthetic data is practical because in many systems, you can simulate failures cheaply. But watch out. Synthetic faults can bias the verifier toward toy mistakes. In production, combine simulated perturbations with real incident logs and human reviews to cover edge cases.
How do they measure success? Is it just overall accuracy, or do they look at other metrics that matter for operations?
They report a suite: classification accuracy and AUC for plan validity, precision recall at different thresholds, and localization F1 for finding the faulty node or edge. They also compare against baselines like raw LLM confidence, simple heuristics, and rule-based validators. Importantly, calibration and false positive rates matter a lot. You don't want to block safe plans too often.
Exactly. From a deployment perspective, false positives cost time and trust, false negatives cost safety. You need to pick thresholds based on the workflow. High-risk automation gets tighter thresholds and human-in-the-loop checks. Low-risk advisory modes favor recall to surface interesting issues without blocking execution.
On robustness, the paper discusses generalization to unseen plan structures by augmenting training graphs and using relational inductive biases. For partial observability, when you lack full state, the model can include uncertainty estimates or auxiliary predictions of missing state. For adversarial plans, they recommend adversarial training and a hybrid approach that combines symbolic sanity checks with learned verification.
So thinking of plans like circuits, the verifier looks for short circuits, conflicting uses, or missing wires. Does the GNN also help propose fixes, or is it only a gate that says yes, no?
Primarily, it's a classifier in the paper, but the node-level scores allow it to localize problems. That surface can be used to feed back into the planner. Either ask the LLM to rewrite the failing step or run a targeted repair model. The architecture supports adding a decoder that suggests concrete fixes, but that wasn't the main focus of this work.
Operationally, you'd want that feedback loop. I also want to emphasize caching and incremental verification. Many generated plans share subgraphs or templates. If you cache verifier outputs for known subgraphs or verify incrementally as the plan grows, you reduce redundant compute. Async verification, allow execution of non-critical steps while the verifier checks high-risk branches, is another pattern.
Any empirical takeaways worth calling out? Where does GNN verifier clearly beat simpler approaches?
The experiments show consistent gains over LLM confidence and heuristic checks, especially on compositional errors that span multiple steps. Ablations indicate that relation-aware message passing and edge features provide most of the lift. Localization metrics are notably better than baselines, which matters for repair workflows.
In plain terms, if your failures are single-step or syntax-level, simple checks may suffice. But for multi-step, interacting workflows, robotics, infra-automation, multi-API integrations, a GNN-based verifier catches classes of errors you won't reliably see otherwise, and it can be engineered to run fast enough with the right optimizations.
So to summarize, GNN Verifier turns plans into relation-rich graphs, uses message passing and edge-aware architectures to score validity, trains on synthetic and labeled faults with classification and localization losses, and outperforms flat heuristics on compositional and cross-step errors. The trade-offs are model complexity and compute, which you mitigate via model design, caching, and stage deployment.
Let's move into practical impact and next steps. On deployment, how do teams decide acceptable false positive and false negative rates, design human-in-the-loop workflows, and manage UX when a plan is rejected? Mark, you've dealt with these trade-offs. Start us off.
Start with risk segmentation. For high-risk flows, robotics, infra changes, tolerate very few false negatives and accept more false positives with a human gate. For low-risk advisory features, reverse that. On UX, surface why a plan was flagged, highlight the offending step, and offer clear actions, block, sandbox, or ask the planner to repair. Roll out gradually, advisory mode, then semi-automated with review, then full gating once thresholds stabilize.
Good point about progressive rollout and clarity. How should teams choose metrics and monitor the verifier in production?
Track false positive and false negative rates, localization accuracy, did the verifier point to the actual fault, mean time to remediation for block plans, latency added per plan, and business impact, incidents avoided or rollback frequency. Also, log plan subgraphs to enable caching and reuse. Small trials focused on high-value, high-risk workflows give measurable ROI early.
Jamie, on the system design side, the outline mentioned modular verifier layers, closed-loop planning, and hybrids with symbolic checks. How should researchers and architects think about those designs?
Treat the verifier as a modular layer with three capabilities: detect, localize, and suggest. Detection is the binary gate. Localization points to nodes or edges. Suggestion produces concrete repairs or constraints to feed back into the planner. Hybrid designs combine fast symbolic sanity checks for obvious violations with a learned GNN for complex compositional errors. Architecturally, expose a clear API so the planner, verifier, and repair module can be developed and improved independently.
You mentioned suggestions. Did the paper explore generating fixes, or is that a natural next step?
The paper focused on detection and localization, but the node-level scores are a launchpad for repair. Next steps are adding a decoder or a constrained rewriting model that takes the flagged node and proposes corrected actions or argument patches. That's where joint training of planner and verifier becomes powerful. Teach the planner to prefer plans the verifier scores highly or to accept targeted repair prompts.
Let's discuss trade-offs. Compute cost and latency versus safety gains, and brittleness under distribution shift. Mark, how do teams manage those operationally?
Optimizations matter. Use smaller GNNs for gating, quantization, or distillation for low latency paths. Cache verifier outputs for common subgraphs. Do incremental verification as the planner generates steps. For distribution shift, monitor calibration drift and set automated retraining triggers. Always have fallback strategies, safe defaults, sandbox execution, or human approval, so a verifier failure doesn't cascade into a service outage.
Jamie, from a research perspective, what would you prioritize to make verifiers more robust and useful?
Three things. Better datasets of real broken plans, so models learn realistic failures. Explainability. Models that output not just scores, but human-readable reasons and ranked repair suggestions. And joint objectives that align planner and verifier, either via co-training or reinforcement learning with verifier feedback. Also explore uncertainty-aware GNNs so verifiers can say, "I don't know," and route those cases to humans.
Okay, before we close, I want one actionable recommendation for engineers and one for researchers from each of you. Mark, go first.
Engineer recommendation. Run a small, high-impact pilot in advisory mode on a workflow where mistakes are costly but recoverable. Instrument metrics I mentioned and iterate. Build caching and incremental verification early to control latency. Researcher recommendation, collect realistic failure logs and label them for localization so learned verifiers aren't optimized only on synthetic perturbations.
Jamie, your turn.
Engineer recommendation, make plans export rich graph metadata, typed nodes and typed edges, so the verifier has clean inputs. That reduces engineering friction. Researcher recommendation, develop benchmarks of compositional failures and standardize localization and repair evaluation so papers compare meaningfully.
Quick closing reflection. Verifiers like GNN Verifier give systems a way to reason about cross-step interactions that LLMs miss, and they fit naturally into staged deployment, advisory, semi-automated, then gating. The main work now is making them robust, explainable, and cheap enough to run where it matters. To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It With AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.